We're holding Yud Aleph, I'm going to Aleph the Mishnah. First Mishnah, that is. Mishnah says, Mozgulo is a kos. Suppose they poured a cup of wine for a cup of wine for a person. And he says, I'm a nozer from it. Well, does that mean that he's only swearing off that one cup of wine, or does it mean that he's a nozer from all wine? So Hare is a nozer, then he's a nozer. And we say, in other words, he doesn't just mean that cup, he's swearing off all wine.
Because same reason we learned before, he said nozer, stop.
Right. Right. Well, that was according to Beis Shammai, but even according to Beis Hillel, we said that if he says that the person says, Beis Hillel had talked about, for example, a person says, I'm a nozer from groigris or dvela, or according to one explanation, meat. And we said there's no such kind of nozer, so we can discuss whether he's a nozer. But here, he actually referred to wine. He just said this cup rather than all the other cups.
The word nozer doesn't mean appreciate.
It can, but since he said the word nazir, we still have to take it at face value. What we have is, if nothing else, it would be like we had in the previous paria, a case where a person says, I'm a nazir only from grape seeds, and we say he's a full-fledged nazir because that's one of the things that's also to a nazir. Well, so is this cup of wine. If nothing else, in other words, this is an example of a yad for a neder. It may not be a full-fledged statement of Nazirus, but it's a handle on that, and therefore that's good enough. Then the Mishnah continues, which seems to contradict this, and we're going to see in the Gemara what's going on. It happened that a certain woman was drunk, and they poured her a cup of wine. Mozgu, by the way, technically doesn't mean poured. Really what it means is mixed, because they would mix their wine with water. Anyway, they prepared her a cup of wine. And she says, I'm a Nazira from it. Based on what we said so far, she should be, in fact, a full-fledged Nazira. But in this case, she obviously intended only for it to mean that it's also for her as if it was a korban, meaning that it's only a neder on that one cup of wine. Yeah, so that contradicts what we just said in the Mishnah. So that's what Gemara is going to ask on that.
But we know, my little machshava is that because she's shikur, she realizes how she feels. So because that would lead her mind that she
doesn't. Not exactly, but we're going to see in the Gemara slightly differently. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, Maisa Lister, are you bringing a Maisa? Are you bringing an actual case to contradict what you said before? When a Mishnah brings an actual case to support, to back up what we said before. So no, Amrit Reisha Harez a Nozer. First you're saying that he actually becomes a Nozer. V'hodo Tani Maisa B'Ishachas. And then you have the story with this one woman. Alma Bahai Huda Also Ha'yayna Achrein Ashari. Good morning, Avram Moshe. Good morning. So implying, in other words, so first we're saying that that a person says, I'm a nozer from this cup of wine, then in fact, they're also an old wine because they become a nozer. Then we're saying, on the other hand, we have the story with this woman where she says, I'll be a nozer from this cup of wine. And the Chum said, it means only this cup. She's not actually also an older wine. So what's going on? Alma Bahai Huda also Hayena Achrei Nashari. So we're saying that only this wine is also to her, but other wine would be mutter. The answer is chasuri mechsera. The Mishnah is missing a phrase. V'hochi katani, and this is how it's going to go. Now, yesterday we talked about the idea that when you're going to say chasuri mechsera, it has to be something which is clearly obvious from the wording of the Mishnah that something is missing over here. That was when we talked about yesterday the case of the cow and the door, and Rami Bachama wanted to explain over there that we're talking about where he's saying that if the cow gets up on its own versus I pick it up or whatever, where according to Rami Bachama's understanding of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel's Machlokas, there was no hint of that in the Mishnah. The key question was, can a person say I'm a nozer from meat and they become a regular nozer or not? So that's why Rava objected to that. And he said there's nothing in the wording of the Mishnah that would imply that you have to have that whole scenario. Now, over here, when we have the Mishnah is telling us a din, and then it immediately brings a maisa that contradicts it, it's very clear that there must be something missing in the Mishnah. So therefore, that's fine. The Tana can leave it out and expect us to supply that. There is, by the way, an interesting vote on Chasuri Mechsera. I think the Tiferes Yisrael says, there's a Gemara at the end of Megillah that says that when a person learns Torah, they should learn it with a nigun. Like you have, you know, when people learn with a nigun like this, for example. So they used to do that in the olden days also. You actually have, for example, there are old Kisveyad and Mishnayas that actually have Turup on them. So therefore, the vote would be that if people were used to learning a Mishnah a certain way, they wouldn't necessarily want to change the wording and add it in order to clarify it, because that would mess up the tune that people are used to using for the Mishnah. Anyway, So, chsuri machsir, the Mishnah is missing words, v'hachi katani. What it means to say is like this. Mozgulos akos, they poured a person a cup of wine, v'amahon in nozir mimenu, they says, I'm a nozir from it, harei's a nozir, then he's a nozir, but here's the part that the Mishnah is missing, v'im shikurhu, if he's drunk. And Tosfos and the Rosh explain that it's very common when a person is drunk that people will urge him to drink more. People won't do that necessarily to a sober person. They won't keep on urging them to drink. But once he's already drunk, they figure, you know what, you might as well go and do some more. So if he's drunk and now, so now he doesn't want to drink though, but he wants to get rid of them. Now what's going to happen if he tells them, I'm making a neder, I won't drink this cup of wine. So they'll say, fine, we'll pour you another cup of wine, and they'll keep on harassing him and nudging him. So therefore, maybe he says, so for Omahon, he knows him menu. And he says, I'll be a nozer from it. Ain't a nozer. Then he's not a nozer. Because then we understand that him saying, I'm a nozer from it, is just to get them off his back. He figures that now they'll think that he's a nozer and they'll stop pestering him to drink wine. Really, all he has in mind, my timer, commander Omahare like korban. Really, all he means is that it should be also for him as if it was a korban, meaning that it's a regular nether. The chitema lemahochi. So then you're going to say, well, let him say that straight out. And the answer is because, like we just said, sava mice in the achrina, because he thinks then they're going to try to bring me another cup of wine or mitzarenly, and they're going to keep on harassing me. Emalahu halmilsa. So I'll just tell them this. I'll tell them harayani nozer dipsikalahu, and with that, that's a definitive thing. They're going to say, okay, you know what? Listen, the guy's a nozer. We're not going to make him be over on an isur Torah or mice and nami the isha achas. And we have to back that up. The example of this woman who was drunk, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't have to mean, by the way, that she was drunk right at that point. It may mean, in fact, there are mefoshim who understand that maybe it means that she regularly would get drunk. This time she happened to be sober. By the way, I mean, you have, by the way, in halacha, you have different degrees of drunkenness. You have, for example, in connection with the halachas of davening, you have a person is drunk. First of all, you have in connection with the halachas of serving in the Beis Mikdash. We know a kohen drinks a revius of wine, already he's also to do the avoda until the wine wears off. Right. That's why Birkas Kohen we do in the morning, exactly. On Simchas Torah, right. Then you have though. You can have a person who's ena yochel ladaber lifnei. You can have a person who's able to speak in front of the king after he's drunk. Then he's still allowed to daven. Then you have a person that ena yochel. He's not really able to. He slurs his words or whatever. Such a person shouldn't be davening until he sobers up. But b'diavad he did. Then his tefillah is still acceptable. Then you have I think what you have is actually no. If he could still speak coherently in front of a king, then he shouldn't daven but filosit tefila. But if he can't speak coherently, then ain't filosit tefila. His tefila is called teyeva. And then you have the ultimate degree of drunkenness is what's called shichrusa shaloit, where a person is as drunk as loit, where he doesn't know anything that's going on. Then in fact he's potter from all mitzvahs because then he's like a shoita at that point. So the drunk person of our Mishnah and our Gemara over here is obviously not somebody who's shechrus or shaloit, because then even if he says I'm a nozer, he's not a nozer anyhow, because he's not responsible for anything he says. So we have to be talking about that it's still at one of the earlier stages, or again it could even be conceivably that the Rashash says conceivably this woman may not have even been drunk at this time, just that she's proactively thinking of herself. She knows herself and she knows her friends, and therefore, yeah. Okay. Mishnah says, Harini nozer amanasha ehe shoyse yayin mutam alamesim. Suppose a person says, I'll be a nozer on condition that I'll be able to drink wine, or on condition that I'll be able to become tummy mess. Well, no good. Harei's a nozer, but also b'kulon, he is a full-fledged nozer, and he's also in all of them. And we'll see in the Gemara two reasons why that should be. What if he says, what if he says, I know there's such a thing as nazirus, and I know that a nazir is also in all these things. He didn't know that he's also in all things. He says, I know there's such a thing as nazirus. I know the Torah says you can become a nazir. I didn't know that a nazir is also in wine. So when I said that I'm a nazir, I didn't intend to accept on myself the issue of wine. Hareza osir, so then he's still osir in wine, because the fact is that a nozir is osir in wine, and we don't care what he knew or what he didn't know. So now this would be similar to we had in the previous parak. We had the case where a person said, for example, I'll be a nozir only from grape seeds. where we said, according to the Chachamim, he becomes a full Nazir, because a Nazir is also grape seeds, among other things, and therefore the same over here. He says, for example, I'm a Nazir, and he's saying, I accepted on myself that I won't become Tomei and I won't cut my hair, but I didn't know that it also includes not drinking wine. Doesn't matter. The fact is, a Nazir is also in wine. He did say the word Nazir. He did mention at least one of the things that a Nazir is also in. So therefore, that's enough to make him a Nazir. So therefore he's a Nazir. But Rav Shimon Matir, but Rav Shimon says he's Mutter for the same reason in that same Mishnah. Rav Shimon had said that if a person starts listing out the things that a Nazir is also, he's not a full Nazir unless he mentions all of them in a Nazir. Actually, Yazir Mikolon was the expression over there, and we learned Rav Shimon learned it from a Pasuk. So the same way over here, Rav Shimon would say he's Potter, that he's not a Nazir for the same reason, because he mentioned only some of the things and he didn't mention all of them. So he wouldn't be a Nazir from any. So it would come out that he's not a Nazir from anything. I think we talked about there that there were two ways of understanding Rav Shimon. Is it that Rav Shimon is saying that? Rabbeinu Avraham Min Ahor, one of the Rishonim, brings in the name of Rashi, which we don't have in Rashi in front of us, that he will in fact be Osir in the things that he said, because there that at least would be a neder, but he wouldn't actually be a Nazir as far as anything else, according to Rav Shimon. So he wouldn't be an actual Nazir, it would just be a neder. No korbanos, no nothing, right. So he's also in all of them. The fact is, we did have this din earlier as far as we said, I'm Nazir min ha-chatzanim. So we have to ask what the chiddush is in our Mishnah compared to that one. So one point is there we have that he said, I'm a Nazir from chatzanim. He didn't explicitly say, I'm not a Nazir from the other things. And we say that he's a full Nazir. He was saying he explicitly says, I didn't intend to include such and such in my Nazirus, and still we're saying that he's a Nazir. Obviously, if he wants to be Matur Nedra on it, he has a pretty good Pesach available, but until he does that, then he's still Chayev in Nazirus. So how is it also Rav Shimon Matur? What about another case? Yedeya Hanishan Nazir also B'yayin. If he says, I know that a Nazir is also in wine, but I thought that the Chachamim would allow it to me in my particular case, because I can't live without wine. I need it for my health. So therefore, in other words, he's saying, in effect, I'm an onus. So it's an onus for me. I have to drink wine. So even if I'm going to become a Nazir, I figured the Chachamim are going to tell me that I could still drink it. Or because I bury dead people, because that's my job. The Tosfos says, in other words, that I have to take care of them. I'm poor. I need to earn money, and therefore one way I earn money is by burying people. So I thought, therefore, that the Chachamim would tell me that it's an onus, and therefore an onus Rachmana Patre.
He works for the what do you call it?
He works for the Chabad Kaddish, whatever. I mean, if that were the case, then maybe he would say not, because he would figure maybe the Chacham would tell him, look, you know, find somebody to take over your volunteer job. But here he's doing it, and maybe that's why Tosfos stresses that he's doing it. He's saying machmas doichki, because I'm poor. Whatever the case, the point is, so he thought that way. Hareiz a mutter v'Rav Shimon oiser. Now you have the other way around, that the Chachamim say he's mutter, that he's not a Nazir, and Rav Shimon says he's also. Now why is that? That seems to be backwards from what we said before. So we're going to discuss that in the Gemara.
Another thing we see from here from Nazir different mm-hmm. than what we learned before, that if this guy says, I didn't know, or he didn't know, so then you give him a chance, that you can just change it around.
So when a person says an individual neder and he didn't know, then you have, that's an example of nidre oinsin. The Gemara is going to deal with nidre oinsin and Amud Beis and explain the last part of our Mishnah according to it. But yeah, the difference is that there he says, for example, I'm a nazir from certain, I'm not a nazir. He said, I'm making a neder, such and such as a koinam to me or whatever, and he didn't know the full implications of it or whatever. Then sometimes we say that he can be matir without even going to a chacham. But here he actually said the word nazir. Now he said, I'm a nazir. Now he's starting to say that I didn't realize that being a nazir involves such and such. The fact is, when you become a nazir, it's a package deal. The Torah is putting certain things on you. So therefore, for him to say, I didn't know, is not necessarily so simple. So the Gemara asks, "Lif lignami Reb Shimon Bereisha." Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the first case of the Mishnah, the case where he said, "I'm a nas that I'll become a nazir, I'm a nas that I'll be able to drink wine, or I'm a nas that I'll be able to become tummy mess." We said, "Hareiz a nazir v'asav a kolon," and Reb Shimon is not arguing over there. Why not? According to Reb Shimon, we said he has to accept each thing individually. Now, again, we said, but we learned before, Reb Shimon would agree if a person says, I'm a nazir, he's right. A nazir, he doesn't have to list them out. But if he says, I'm a nazir, and he mentions one particular thing, then Reb Shimon would say he has to mention all of them. So why over here? He says, Hareini nazir, but he says, I'm a nas that I should be able to do such and such. So why isn't Reb Shimon arguing? So Amar Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, cholokoyu Reb Shimon af b'reisha. So Rabbi Yishur ben Levi says, as a matter of fact, yeah, Reb Shimon would argue in the reisha as well. So when it says in the Mishnah later on, Reb Shimon Matir is referring to both of those first two cases. On the other hand, Ravina Omar, Bereisha, like Polig Reb Shimon. On the other hand, says no. Ravina says no. As a matter of fact, Ravina is not arguing in the first case of the Mishnah. My timer, Mishum Dehavale Masna Mashkosa Batora, because this is making a condition against something that it says in the Torah. When he says Hareini Nazir, then everything is chal on him. When he starts saying Amanas on condition that I should be able to do such and such, so now he's trying to put a condition on something that the Torah says. So therefore, the Tanai is bottled. Now you have in many places in Shas, you have that point. There are places where you have an opinion of Reb Meir that says that if you masna mashakas batorah in financial matters, then tanoi kayim. For example, you have a machlokas tanoim. Let's say if you have a shomechinam, so a person's going to be a shomechinam, and they make a deal between them that he's going to be chayev or potter for various things that a shomechinam usually would be chayev would be potter or chayev for. So does that work? So the machlokas tanoim, whether that works or not, the mayor says that since it's davishim a moment tanoi kayim, since it's a financial thing, a person can do whatever he wants with his money. So therefore, it's valid. But when it's things not, we learned this in Ksubas as well. For example, we had, let's say we said if a couple gets married, there's a bunch of things that the husband is obligated to the wife and vice versa. They can make tnoyim to be mevatel many of them, but not the one because those are financial ones. But there's three that they can't. Oina and there was oina. There was no parnosa. I think to a certain extent they could not share ksus for oina, because at least one of them ksus, I think they could make a deal on. There was oina. There was that he won't yarish in her, and I forget what the third. And ksuba, I think the three were ikuk suba, the fact that he's going to yarshin her when she dies, because the chachamim strengthened that and made that equivalent to the dinim of the Torah, and oina. So whatever the case, the point is, we see that there is this concept of masna mashakos v'torah tnoi bottle. And Achronim deal with different angles on why exactly that should be. One of them being, since the Chachamim made this rule, then therefore, when you're saying I'm a nas that I'm going to go against it, it's almost like an exaggeration. Like, we can't possibly take you seriously. Who gave you the permission to override something that the Torah says? So if it's mammon, then fine. Again, you have the right to do whatever you want with your mammon, but not otherwise. Anyway. So that would be a reason. If you make a tnai against something that says in the Torah, then the tnai is bottle. Tosfos, by the way, brings up an interesting point. Where do we learn the whole concept that a tnai should work with any kind of deal, with any kind of agreement between people? We learn the dinim of tnoyim from Bnei God or Bnei Reuven, where they come to Moshe and ask for land in Eivor HaYarden, and Moshe makes a deal with them that if they go help the Jewish people conquer Eretz Canaan, then they'll be given those lands, and if not, then not. From there, we learn that you have to have a double tnai, and that has to be tnai kodim l'maisa, and so on and so forth. Yeah, there are four basic rules of tnoyim, and we learn them all from that. So now, anything that tnai bnei god or bnei roven applies to would be something that you could do through a shliach. In this case, Moshe himself is not going to be executing the tnai, because he's going to be gone. Yeshua is going to be the one supervising it, so he's delegating it to Yeshua. And therefore, we see that for something, for tonight to work on something, it has to be something that you can delegate. Well, Nazirus, you can't delegate. I can't say, well, I made a neder of Nazirus, but you're going to be a nazir on my behalf. That doesn't work. So how could a Tanai work with Nazirus anyhow, even if it wasn't? Masna Masha Kasabatara. So Tosfos answer is because there is one aspect of Nazirus that you don't have to do yourself, namely that other people can bring korbanos for you. We're going to talk about that. We're going to start talking about that in a Mishnah on Omid Beis that you can have, that the Ruvain is a Nazir, but he can't afford his korbanos, so Shimon pledges to bring the korbanos on his behalf, and that works.
We touched on this already.
Now we're going to have more detail about it later on, but the point is, in other words, that therefore, in that sense, Tosfos says, so now... in that sense, Nazirus can be called something that can be accomplished through a shliach, and therefore Tanai could be effective on it, provided, as we're saying, that it's not masna mashakasa batara. And different achronim talk about have a lot of arichos and talk about a lot of details about the ins and outs of that. Can that really be considered a Tanai on the actual Nazirus? Anyway, So therefore, so Ravina says, so Rav Shimon would agree in the ratio of the Mishnah, since it's Masna, Masha Kosabatoda, then you don't have a Tanakh. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Amalach, so what would Rav Yeshua ben Levi answer to you? Doesn't he agree with that concept of Masna, Masha Kosabatoda? He'll tell you, Ahai Amanas Kechutzdom. The answer is this, when he's saying Amanas, is not really Amanas. It's really as if he's saying, except for. It's as if he said, what if he had said, I'm a Nozer except for wine? Now, Rav Shimon had said in the earlier Mishnah, the same way as Rav Shimon had said that if he said, I'm a Nazir only from grape seeds, then he's not a Nazir. The same thing if he said explicitly, I'm a Nazir except for wine, then Rav Shimon would say he's not a Nazir. So how could it be that in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon is agreeing with the Chachamim? Must be, says Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that he is in fact disagreeing. Tosfos points out when it comes to kedushin, for example, it's true if you were to make if you were to be makadish al manas that she doesn't have claims to share ksus va'ona, then in fact the kedushin would be bottle. Okay, we said again appointed a mayor with some of them with share and ksus it would work only with ona not. But why don't we say the same thing that he said chutz and it's not really the same thing as amanas. Tosfos says there's no such thing as kedushin by halves. When he says hariat mekudeshes, then she's mekudesh. And then to say chutz is not anything else. Here, where he says nazir, according to Rav Shimon, he has to say nazir from everything, otherwise not a nazirus. And now he said chutz, he said except. And Rav Shimon and Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, therefore, that means that to begin with, there was not a vowel of nazirus, according to Rav Shimon. So therefore, that's why he's saying that Rav Shimon would disagree in the ratio of our Mishnah as well.
The
halacha is not like Rav Shimon. The halacha is like the Chachamim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasei de Ravina. We learn, in fact, a braisa like the way Ravina understands it, where a braisa says, Omer ha'ini nozer amanasre hei shos yayin amatam alamesim. If he said, I'm a nozer on condition that I'll be able to drink wine or become tommy mess, ha'reiz a nozer v'osu v'kolon. So he is, in fact, a nozer and is also in all of them. Neshua masna ha'mashakas v'atorah. Because he makes a t'nai against something that it says in the Torah, v'chol ha'masna ha'mashakas v'atorah, t'noi bottle. And if you make a t'nai against what it says in the Torah, then the t'nai is bottle, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. So it's not a matter of, so in other words, even Reb Shimon would agree with that. So Reb Shimon is not disagreeing. Reb Shimon is not disagreeing on this point. And therefore he agrees in the first part of the Mishnah when he says, I'm a Nas, that I'll drink wine, etc. Then he's still a full-fledged Nazir and he's also in all these things.
This case is different.
So that's the thing, because in the other case, he said, I'm a nozer from such and such. So he didn't mention everything. He didn't mention chutz. He said, I'm a nozer from grape seeds. So therefore, Rav Shimon would say that he has to be a full nozer. But over here, he said the words harini nozer. Now he's trying to put a condition on it and saying except. So Rabbi Shurban Levi's point was that saying except for amounts to saying the same thing as nozer from grape seeds. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon would disagree. Now Ravina is saying, and we have a braisa to back up Ravina, that no, it's considered masna mashakasa batorah. In effect, as soon as he said ha'irin nozer, the nazirus is chal on him for everything. And now when he says amanas, he's trying to modify it with a t'nai, and a t'nai against something that the Torah says won't work. One point is, Tosfos points out elsewhere, again, we're learning Tanoim from B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. They're not saying anything against what the Torah says. They're not saying to be mevatel any din of the Torah. Therefore, we learn from that you can't be masna mashakasa batorah.
Okay. So Ravina is, and I'm Shimon, how they work out.
Ravina is explaining Rav Shimon. Ravina is explaining that Rav Shimon would draw a distinction between whether a person says, I'll be a nazir from such and such. He didn't mention the other things versus where he said, I'll be a nazir. And then he says, Amanas, that such and such shouldn't be included. That would be a tnai against what says in the Torah, that won't work. Right. Next, the Mishnah had said, Yodei ani shanozer also b'yayin. So we said you have the case where a person says, I know a nozer is also in wine, but I thought the chacham would be matur it for me because of my circumstances, because I need wine for my health, or because I have a job burying people. So we said there the Mishnah said the other way around. The Mishnah had said, Hareza a mutter. Reb Shimon said that he's also. So the question is, v'hamit reisha also Reb Shimon matur. So didn't we say in the reisha the other way around? So fine, the ratio of the ratio we said according to Ravina and according to the Brises, Reb Shimon is not arguing. What we mean, the second case where he said, the second case of the Mishnah, where he said, I didn't know that a nozer was also in wine. So Reb Shimon says he's mutter because, again, he didn't make a nazirus from everything. Well, the same thing here, he didn't make a nazirus from everything. So why is Reb Shimon saying he's also? And why are the Chacham saying it's mutter? It seems to be backwards. So the answer is, Eimanami, how does it also, Reb Shimon Matur? You're right, flip it around and say that in this part of the Mishnah also, the Chachamim would say he's also, and Reb Shimon would say he's Mutter.
So then flip it around means what?
Flip it around means, in other words, that the Tana of the Mishnah got it backwards.
Oh, mistake.
Could be a mistake, could be there were different versions floating around of what Reb Shimon versus the Chachamim hold. Sometimes the Gemara will say that. Sometimes the Gemara will say that this, that we said that one Tana says such and such, and the other Tana says the opposite. Sometimes we'll find the Gemara will say that actually there were different versions floating around among the different Chachamim of later generations, where some of them had the other way around, that Chacham A said it's mutter and Chacham B said it's also. So the same thing over here. Another possibility though is you don't really need to flip it around. The difference is Chosam. Reisha, the difference is in the Reisha, where he said, I didn't know that a Nozer was also from wine, is going to Nozer Mechada. So exactly that, he made Nezirus from only one of them. So he said that I didn't know that a Nozer was also in wine, meaning when he said, I'm a Nozer, he's only accepting on himself that he won't cut his hair and he won't become Tommy Mess. So therefore, the Rabbanan de Amri dafil a nozer alav achas man have a nozer, but also, so therefore, according to the Chachamim, so the Chachamim are being consistent with their opinion earlier in the previous parak, where they say he only made a nezirus from one of them, then he's also in all of them, but also, so therefore, that's exactly it, he's also in all of them. And according to Reb Shimon, again, he has to mention all of them, therefore, at this point, is mutter. So that explains the middle of the Mishnah. Sefer, but the Sefer is actually talking about the Nodar Mikolu. He actually made a neder of all of them. So he actually accepted all of them on himself, even the wine, the Itchil Mechoda. But then he went to be Matur Neder on one of them. So again, he figures my circumstances are I must have wine or I must bury the dead. So he goes to a Chacham to ask to be Matur Neder. So that's the thing. When the Mishnah says, he's saying, I'm going now into the Beis Din Shtibl to talk to the Chachamim. I want them to be Matu, one part of the Nezirus for me, because I need it under my circumstances. He should have asked before he became a Nozir, but he didn't, let's say. Well, that's what we have to figure out. Is he a Nozir before? So now it becomes the other way around. So now it's not the same Machloikas as Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Now it's a different Machloikas. So now, the Rabbanan, the Amri, Afilo loy Nozer, Alam Achsman, having Nozer, the Chachamim will say that even if you're only accepting one of the things, then you're a Nozer from everything. Well, vice versa. Ki Mitchell, Mechadim, Inayo, Ishtari. So now, when you matu neder on one of them, then you mutter in all of them because it's a package deal. Once we had in Durim a concept called Neder Shahuta Mitzaser Huta Kulai. This is similar. Yeah, it's a package deal. So once you matu one of them, then all of them go away. Reb Shimon Oyster, whereas Reb Shimon is going to say that he's also, because the fact is he wasn't Matur Neder on all of them. So that would explain why it's backwards. So in fact, the Keren Ora describes, in other words, that basically, how do we look at it? Is each one considered a separate Isser, or are all three of them considered one big Isser? So in other words, each of them is a separate lav. There's no question about that. Later on in the Masechta, we're going to talk about a person does any of these individual things. He's getting Malchus. actually we learned in Nedarim that if a Nazir was over on any one of the things of his Nazirus, he's actually getting two Malkus for it. One that he was over on the particular thing, he drank wine or became Tomei Mess or whatever, and one because he's transgressing his Neder. Nazirus is a Neder after all, and the Pasuk says, Lo Yachal Dvarai. But now you have then for
the fact that you get Malkus on any individual one of the Isurim, that means
that shows that it's a separate law. Yeah, the Rambam writes that in his Shoshim for Sefer HaMitzvahs, that in general when you have multiple Malkus for the same thing, then for the same action, or for multiple Malkus for each action, or whatever, when you have Malkus separately for each action, that demonstrates that each one is an Isur, is one of the 613 mitzvahs on its own.
So there's like 39 separate mitzvahs by
Malkus Shabbos. Oh, no, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I'm phrasing it wrongly. You're right. I'm sorry. No, not with a separate Malkus for each one. No, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. What it means is rather when we say that, for example, a person does such and such, he's chayav two Malkus, then that for one action, that demonstrates that there are two different lavim over here.
But does that mean that, like, the wine, the hair?
Yeah, each of them is a separate lav. So now if a person drank wine and cut his hair and became Tomei Mess,
that's three,
four Malkus, three for those three things, plus one for Lo Yachal Dvarai.
You say Malkus means?
39 Malkus.
Oh, so the whole, each one 39.
Each one 39, yeah. Obviously, as we learn in Masechta Malkus, they evaluate, the doctors check him out, see how much he can take, et cetera, but yeah, each one is a separate group of Malkus of their own. But anyway, the point is, the Keren Ura describes over here, though, the point is, the question basically is, fine, but for purposes of what we're dealing with over here, as far as the applicability, the halois of the neder, is it considered all one big iser of nezirus, which includes several parts, or are they separate isurim? So, and for that matter, let's say a person were to find a Pesach for one of them, so the Chachamim would say that automatically amounts to a Pesach for all of them. You can't have partial nezirus again, so therefore, once you take away one, then automatically the whole thing is gone. Reb Shimon is going to say that each one is an Isser of its own. So that's why he says you have to accept them to begin with in order to be a Nazir. And that's why he's saying once you're Matur Neder on one of them, it still doesn't help with the other ones.
Because
each one is a separate thing, yeah. So now, what Reb Shimon is going to say is the fact is, it's true he can't be also in only two of them. The fact is, there is no such thing as a half nazir. So therefore, Reb Shimon is going to say that the Hataras Nedarim that he's doing on one of them has no effect at all. The result is that you still have the issur. Unless it was to be Matu Neder on the entire Nazirus, then it wouldn't work. So this also, the Keren Oda goes on to say that now we learned in Nedarim about this case of Neder Shehuta Mektsase Huta Kuloi. We had a complicated sugya over there about what Mishama and Mishilo hold about it and what Rabbi Akiva holds about it and so on and so forth. The difference is that the fact is it is one big Neder. But over here, we're discussing the question, is it one big Neder or is it three smaller Nedarim? And therefore, just taking away one have an effect on the other ones. Okay. So that's one way of explaining the Mishnah. So far, we've had two ways. One is to flip around the opinions at the end of the Mishnah to make it consistent. The other one is to say that we're talking about where he originally accepted the Nezirus and now was Matu Neder on one part of it. And the question is that effective or not? And if it's effective, does it take away the whole Nezirus or not? The Chachamim are being consistent with their opinion and saying that it's a package deal. And therefore, once you Matu one of them, then the whole thing is gone. And Reb Shimon is being consistent with his opinion that each one is an issue of its own, and therefore, just because you mark your one has no effect on the other, so he still knows it. Now, here's another way. Another possibility is that the Chachamim and Reb Shimon are arguing about the concept of Nidre Oinsin, where we learned in Nedarim that you have an example where a person made a neder, and then there was an oinus happened that the neder that the tnai came true. We talked about, for example, let's say a person made a neder that such and such will take effect if I don't come back within 30 days, and then he didn't manage to make it back because the roads were blocked or something. That would be one example of oinsin. So here you have a similar kind of thing involving oinus. But we're plugged into Shmuel v'Rav Asi, so the machloikas, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim then, is essentially the same machloikas as Shmuel and Rav Asi about nidre oinsin. So like this, the Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah in Nedarim Abon Nedarim Yitiru Chachamim. There are four Nedarim that the Chacham, four types of Nedarim that the Chacham said are mutter. The first one is Nidre Zeruzin, is a neder to encourage the other person to do things your way. So we had the example over there in the Mishnah. Let's say that a seller is saying, I'm making a koinam, I'm making a neder if I sell this thing to you for less than four dinarim. And the buyer says, I'm making a koinam that I won't buy it for more than two dinarim. And then they compromise on three. So neither one sincerely meant that the seller never meant that he's sincerely not going to sell it below four. He meant it's a bargaining tactic. And the same thing with the other one. So therefore, such a neder is not considered a neder. So that's the first one. That's Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Havai. The second one is Nidorim of exaggeration. So we had examples over there. Let's say that he says, I'm such and such should be a koinim to me if I saw a snake like Kodas Beis Abad, like the beam of an olive press, where we talked about there. We don't mean as far as the size. There are such large snakes out there. We meant as far as the shape or as far as cracks on the back of it or whatever. We had it in the Gemara discussion about that. Anyway, the point is no such thing exists. So therefore it's Havai. You have other examples like that. The third one is Nidre Shgogos, is a neder of Shgoga. So he made a neder on condition that such and such previously happened, and he forgot that the thing had actually happened. So Tosfos brings an example from the Gemara over there. Let's say he says, if I ate today, then a koinam that this bread is also to me. So now he forgot that earlier today he had in fact eaten. So now, therefore, so that's called Nidre Shrogas. And the fourth one is Nidre Oinsim. The fourth one is the Dorim of Oinas, which can be, there's a few possibilities within that. One of them is where in fact the Tanai came true, but through an Oinas. So Tosfos refers to what it says in the Gemara over there. let's say Reuven invites Shimon to come eat by him on a certain day. And Shimon, in the end, can't make it because an oinus. Something came up, and Shimon wasn't able to come. So now, therefore, that's an example of Nidre Oinsin. Other examples we had over there, for example, or let's say the mafia is after a person, and they force him to make a neder, or tax collectors or whatever are after a person, and they make him make a neder that on his property that such and such should be also to him if this property doesn't belong to him, etc. Yeah, that's another example of Nidre Oinsin. Anyway, the point is, so you have those four, the Mishnah mentions. So now you have a machlokas.
Is the creation of the neder or the fulfillment?
That's the thing. It can be either one. It can be that the neder itself was created by Oinas because, for example, the tax collectors are after him and they force him to swear. Or it can be where the condition that the neder was supposed to be triggered by came about by Oinas. He fully expected to make it to this meal that Reuven invited him to, and in the end, he can't make it. Now in that connection, Rabbi Yehuda tells us in the name of Rabbi Asi. Even though we're saying Abon Adonim Yitiru Chachamim, Rav Asi says it doesn't mean that you can just break them as it is. It means you still have to go and do She'ela. You still have to go and ask a Chacham to be Matur Neder. But until then, the Neder is in effect. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Ki Amrita Kamei de Shmuel, when I went and told over the statement of Rav Asi de Shmuel, Omar Lee says, how could that be? Tana Katani Tiru Chachamim. The Tana had taught the words that the Chachamim were matter it. In other words, they're mutter automatically. You're telling me that you need to be matter neder, and without that it's also? No, it means they're mutter completely. So the Rosh explains, based on the Gemara over there, what it means is that, in other words, Rav Asi would understand the Mishnah to say, normally you need a Pesach, or you need Charota, to be Matur and Neder. Here you don't, because you already have the Neder, in effect, comes with a built-in Pesach. But nevertheless, you still have to go to the Chacham for him to be Matur and Neder on the basis of that Pesach. But Shmuel is saying the Loshon of the Mishnah is not mashma like that. The Loshon of the Mishnah seems to imply that the neder is completely bottled on its own without you needing to do anything else. Tosfos points out, on the face of it, there's a distinction. The case of Nidre Oinsin, for example, is that Shimon expected he's going to be able to make it to Reuven, and therefore Rav Asi is saying, now in the end he couldn't make it, fine, but he still needs to be Matur Neder. Here, to begin with, when he made the Neder, he knew about the Oinus. So he knew at the time he needs wine for his health, or he's kovah mesim. So isn't that a difference between the case where Shimon thought that he could make it to Reuven's party, and in the end he can't? So Tosfos explains also, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam that you could have, for example, let's say at the time when he made the, you know, on Mishnah also, at the time he made the neder, let's say he was healthy, he didn't need wine. Afterwards, after he had made the neder of Nazirus, he becomes sick and now he needs wine. So now he goes to the Chacham to be matur that part. Or now he thinks that maybe the Chacham should be matur it for me on that basis. So that's the question. So now that's the question. The Chachamim say it works. And then once he's matur neder on one part, then he's matur neder on everything. And Reb Shimon says that no. Right. Same thing with the person burying people. This is why Tosfos said earlier that we're talking about not, let's say, he was a member of the Chevra Kaddisha, where he's doing it for free, but let's say he's doing it for money. Same thing. You could be talking about he was rich before. He didn't need to do that. Now he's poor and he needs to get any odd job he could, including burying. It is exactly similar to that case of Shimon thinking that he could make it to Reuven's party and now he can't make it.
It's not
Poshut Prat in the Mishnah, but that is a way of understanding. Right. But again, the fact is we have in our Mishnah, the Chacham says he's mutter, Reb Shimon says he's also. We have to figure out why that should be so. So that is one way of understanding the distinction. Also, Tosfos points out another possibility is you could have the case where in piv the libay shavin, where you have the person said something and he didn't fully intend it. He said something wrongly or something. And the question is also, does he need to be matur neder on it? So here it would be the same kind of thing. In other words, he said he's going to be a nazir, but he says I was going to be a nazir. He thought at the time that maybe there should be an exception for him. So that's in piv v'libay shavin. So that would be another reason why we're saying that it could depend on that machlokas of whether he needs to be matur neder. So we would say ultimately Rabbanan Sari Kishmuel for Reb Shimon Kravas. So we would come out saying the Chachamim would agree with Shmuel that these Nedarim are completely mutter and therefore he doesn't need to be matur neder. The Nazirus is completely not chal. And Rav Shimon would hold like Rav Asi that fine, it may be that you have an easy way to be matur this neder. You have an easy way to be matur this neder, but the fact is you do have to be matur this neder. In fact, the Rosh brings up a point over here that on the faith, now Tosfos had asked the question that the onus over here was a different kind of onus than the one over there. There he thought he could make it to the party. Here he's not. The Rosh points out on the Rosh and the Shittim Kubetzis point out on the face of it not. There he didn't even know the onus was going to happen. So he may have meant to begin with that he's going to have an out in case the onus happens. Here he knows to begin with that the onus is going to happen. So maybe therefore we should say that it would be kind of like we had an adorim, for example, a person can make a tnai ahead of time that his adorim will be bottled. We do that every erev Rosh Hashanah by a Taurus adorim with the paragraph over there, Harei Ani Mosim Adal Lefneichem, and also Kol Nidre is in effect the same thing as well. But still, we say that later on, if a person makes a neder and remembers that tnai, then the neder is still chal, because it means he wants to override that tonight. So maybe we should say the same thing over here. He knew at the time that he's gonna need wine. So therefore, maybe nevertheless if he's still saying I'm gonna be a nazir, maybe he means to override that. So therefore, even Shmuel shouldn't say that it's mutter without that. But nevertheless, the Gemara is still saying that Shmuel would say that even in that case, the neder could automatically go away. Mishnah says, Hareni Nazir. Suppose a person says, I will be a Nazir, V'olai l'galayach Nazir. And he also says that I am obligating myself to shave a Nazir, which really means to bring the Korbanos on behalf of the Nazir. So like we said before, the Korbanos of a Nazir, when he finishes Nazirus, are three animals. Not everybody can afford that. You have a story in a Yerushalmi, a case involving several hundred Nazirim who couldn't afford their Korbanos, and Shimon and Shaddach was able to be matur the neder for half of them and convince Yanai and Melech to pay for the Korbanos of the other half of them, and a whole story. So it can happen that a Nazir Pasha can't afford to bring his Korbanos. So this person says, not only I'll be a Nazir, but I'm obligating myself to bring somebody else's Korbanos on his behalf. Legaleach means to shave, but like we said the other day, you know, the later on, the Masechta, over and over, when we use the word shaving, we're going to mean the entire process of finishing the Naziros, which includes the Korbanos. You can't shave unless you bring the Korbanos, so therefore they go hand in hand, and therefore we can use the Legaleach as shorthand for bringing the Korbanos. The Shamachave, right? Then his friend hears what he said, but Omer, and he says, Va'ani va'ole legaleach nazir, and I, which that makes him a Nazir, because that's an example of a Yad of Nedarim, and v'ola legaleach nazir, and also I'm obligating myself to bring korbanos on behalf of the nazir. So now imha you pick him. If these guys are smart, megalchin zeh, and they bring korbanos on behalf of each other, and that way nobody loses out. So Reuven will bring Shimon's korbanos to fulfill that part of his neder, and Shimon will bring Reuven's korbanos. That way they're not losing out anything, because the fact is each one would have needed to bring his own korbanos. So fine, he's just bringing korbanos for the other guy. And if they don't realize that, Megalchin Nazir Acherim, then they have to bring korbanos on behalf of other people. Okay. So the Gemara says, now we said in the Mishnah that the friend had said, so now there's no question that he's accepting both parts. The va'ani is enough to make him a nazir, and the va'olay legaleach nazir makes it clear that now he's accepting that he's going to bring korbanos for some other nazir. But what if he only said va'ani? What if he said, and I, without specifying what that refers to? Mahu va'ani akula dibura mashma. Do we say that va'ani refers to everything that he said? So therefore, automatically, even without saying va'ola legaleach nazir, then automatically he's obligated in both halves of the neder. Or maybe it only refers to the half of it, to the part where he's saying that I'm a nazir. Im tim tzaloymar, and the Gemara continues. If you're going to say, and if you're going to say it's referring to only half, well, which half? A resha or a sefer? Is it referring to only the resha or the sefer? So when he says va'ani, without saying va'ola legaleach nazir, does it mean and I will become a nazir, or does it mean and I will bring the korbanos for another nazir, but not become a nazir myself? So which is it? So we have three possibilities. So the Gemara says Toshma. Well, let's prove from our Mishnah. We said Va'ani v'ola legaleach nazir. He says, and I am obligating myself to bring korbanos for a nazir. Imal you pick him megalchin zeh. We said if they're smart, then they bring the korbanos for each one, and that way they're potter from bringing anything else. Now midikoma va'ani va'olai. Since the Mishnah is specifically saying where he said va'ani and va'olai, shmamina va'ani apalgu didibura. That itself showed that the va'ani by itself would only refer to half of what he's saying. If he had only said va'ani, then in fact it would only refer to half of what the first person said. So that answers at least that part. It doesn't refer to both things, it refers to only one. Otherwise, the Mishnah would not have had to use the words va'ola legaleach nazir. So the Gemara says, Amri, okay, so the Bnei HaYeshiva said, Eina, Pauga de Debora Mashma, fine, you've shown that that refers to half of the statement. Mihu Aresha Oyasepa, but you still have to ask, does it refer to the first part or the second part? The Gemara says, Mina, well, you have from that very thing, Midikamu V'Ole V'Galeach, since he has to specify, and I am obligating myself to bring somebody's Karbonis, Shema Mina Va'ani Al Tchilas Debora Mashma. That shows that the va'ani refers to the first part of the statement. Because otherwise, in other words, if it meant to refer only to the other part, then it would have to be the other way around. The Mishnah should have said that if he says va'ani, that he says va'ani va'hareni nozer, or something to that effect. The fact that the Mishnah says va'ani va'ola legaleach chatzi nozer proves both points. Number one, that the va'ani refers to only half, and which half? The part where he said hareni nozer. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't make him have to repeat that. But the Gemara says, how do we know that that's the case? Maybe after all, you could say that the va'ani refers to everything he said. So you're going to say, what about the word where he said, I obligate myself to bring korbanos? you might say that he means Bahamilsa. Maybe he means Va'olai means that very thing. Sometimes you have that a person repeats themselves. So in other words, when he says Va'ani, Va'olai Galeach Hatzinozer, maybe he's clarifying. Maybe he's saying Va'ani, and what am I obligating myself with Va'ani? That Olai Galeach Hatzinozer, that I'm clarifying that that's what I meant with my Va'ani. So how do you know it's not that? Sometimes people repeat such things. De'iloi Temahofi, and after all, Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua says, if you're not going to say like that, if you're not going to say like that,
like
so we just said the person says, so you have Reuven says Hareini Nozer, Reuven says Hareini Nozer, va'olai legaleach Nozer, and also I'm obligating myself to bring korbanos for some other Nozer. I myself am going to be chayav korbanos at the end of my nezirus, but in addition, I'm pledging that I'm going to bring korbanos on behalf of somebody else. Somebody else hears and says va'ani. The question is, if he says va'ani, does that include both things or does it include only one? And if it includes only one, which one? So now we're saying on the face of it, since the Mishnah says that the second person says va'ani va'ole v'galeach nazir, then it means that the va'ani, if he said va'ani by itself, would only mean I'm becoming a nazir. But the problem is, now Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua is saying, maybe not. Maybe va'ani means I accept on myself to bring the, I accept on myself something of what you said. And what is the part that I'm accepting? Let me clarify, va'olah v'galeach, namely the part that I'm bringing korbanos on behalf of some other nazir. How do we know that va'ani by itself means to refer to the nazirus? De'iloi temahochi, and Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua says, if you don't say like that, de'katoni sefer, what about the Mishnah continues, the next Mishnah goes on to say, suppose when the person made his neder, he said, I obligate myself to bring half the korbanos for a nazir, which that would mean that he has to bring the value of 1.5 korbanos. And his friend hears and says that I'm obligating myself to bring korbanos for half the korbanos for a nazir. So now we have to say, ask Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua, Hosam mi'ika tautin mili, are there two things over there? In that case, the first person didn't say, I'm a nazir and I'm bringing korbanos for somebody else. That case, in the following Mishnah, he just says, I'm going to bring korbanos for half of a nazir. And his friend hears and says, Va'ani ola legaleach chatzi nazir. So obviously, therefore, the va'ani has to refer to the one thing the person said, namely, I'm bringing half the korbanos. So elamai kama alai bahamilsa. So what does he mean, alai? It means what you just said, alai is on me. And let me clarify what I mean by that. I mean exactly what you said, that I'm going to bring half the korbanos for a nazir. Well, bahamilsa hocha. So hocha nami. So the same thing over here. Kika oma alai. If he says on me, maybe he's not necessarily vani in the Ohr Mishnah. Maybe he doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to that he's going to accept his Zeus. Maybe he means only as far as the bringing korbanos on behalf of somebody else. So how can you prove for, just because Ohr Mishnah says vani va'ole legaleach chatzi nazir? How do you know vani means I will become a nazir? Va'ole legaleach chatzi nazir means, and in addition, va'ole legaleach nazir means, in addition, I'm pledging to bring korbanos on behalf of a nazir who can't afford it. Maybe va'ani means I am accepting part of your neder, and what part? The part about bringing the korbanos on behalf of somebody else, but not the part about becoming a nazir. Amalei Rava, but Rava answers Rav Huna Breda Rav Shua. He says, "Hochi hashta." How are you comparing those two cases? Iyamit b'shlema reisha tzricha. If you're going to say that in the reisha he has to say the word va'olai, and that the word that he has to say va'ani and va'olai, and if he says only va'ani, then it would mean that he's only a nazir. So then sefer loit tzricha. And in the sefer, he doesn't need to say that. He can just say olai legaleach chatzi nazir. Tony Sefer, the Lord Tzricha, Mishum Reisha de Tzricha. So therefore we could say, why are we even telling us the case of the Sefer of the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush in it? The answer is that there's not much of a Chiddush in it, but once we're mentioning the first case, then for completeness' sake, we're mentioning a second case as well. Eli Amit Reisha Lord Tzricha, Sefer Lord Tzricha. But if you're going to tell me that neither in the Reisha nor in the Sefer do you need to say, va'olai, that just his saying va'ani by itself means that I will bring the korbanos. So then in that case, why would we even have the next Mishnah? What is the next Mishnah about where he says that Ola Legaleh Chatzi Nazir? What would that be adding to what we had from our Mishnah? So therefore, obviously, it must be that. So our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, namely that when he says Va'ani Va'Ola Legaleh Chatzi Va'Ola Legaleh Nazir, that in fact, when the other person says just ba'ani, it would mean that he's only accepting himself in nazirus, nothing else. And not that he's accepting to sponsor somebody else's karbanos, because if he did, then he would have just said all of the galeach nazir, like in the next Mishnah. So that's what it means. Therefore, va'ani means, and I am accepting on myself nazirus. If he adds all of the galeach chatzin nazir, then in addition, he's accepting the second half on himself. But if not, then not. Va'ani does not refer to the sponsoring the korbanos, and we have that by comparison with the next Mishnah. And that's how it is. That becomes the halacha. That yes, if the second person says just va'ani, then he's a nazir. And if the other person wanted to just sponsor the korbanos, then he would just say, Ola le galeach chatzin nazir. Or Ola le galeach nazir.